Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. You ready for some degeneracy? Cause it's Grim Sentai Corner, and we are back with Bible Black. So let's go ahead and get started. Ugh! Stop it! I can't take it anymore. You only did 2 liters, you can take more than that. There's a cylindrical plug up Ms. Takashiro's ass, and Kirimoto is pumping lots of liquid inside her body. The liquid in the container is gradually being soaked up. No, my stomach is gonna burst! Ms. Takashiro is screaming and the liquids are pouring out of her nose and mouth. There are many marks on her arm indicating she's been drugged repeatedly. And she's probably gone totally cuckoo by now. See, there's a face there. It's hard to see if you don't remove the text. Plus, one of her nipples has been pierced. You're so loud, I think I'll stop doing it. Thank you so much. Kirimoto closes the handle on the pump and stops the flow of liquid, but the balloon-like plug is stuck in Mr. Takashiro's ass and she is screaming in pain and pleasure. Her bloated stomach is making a tremendous sound. If it weren't for the cork in her ass, the liquid would have all shot out. I can't take it. Please, let me pour it out. Just hold it for a bit. I can't. Ugh, no, it's gonna burst. Alright, but I need to punish you by piercing the other nipple. Fine, just let me pour it out. Alright, I'll pull it out then. Please! Then Kirimoto loosens the handle, and the air lets out. The air is let out from the pump. Okay. Out! It's coming out! Miss Takashiro's body shakes as if she's doing a weird dance. Ah, it's coming out! Liquid coming out. After the butt plug is pulled out, Ms. Takashiro screams as liquid shoots out, like cascading waterfalls from an asshole. At the same time, urine comes out, an ugly scene takes shape before my eyes. Disgusting. Do it more elegantly. She says, he, I'll die. Liquid, okay. Don't make such a fuss. I take my eyes from Ms. Takashiro's miserable appearance. Ms. Takashiro is being used as a toy. It makes me sick to think that woman was teaching me. Then I look for Amari's body and find her lying on the floor. Amari still has the chastity belt on. It looks as if she is dead. Lots of thick white cock juice is still flowing out of Amari's ass. I'm sure she took out up the ass 100 times last night during the Sabbath. I don't know how many times they ejaculated inside her, but from the looks of things it was quite a lot. Her sphincter is stretched out and her ass won't even close anymore. Amari senses my presence and wakes up. Ouch! Amari frowns because of the pain in her ass. The drugs have worn off, and she's feeling a pain that wasn't there during the sex. I'm sorry, so many guys stuck it up my ass, and Emery apologizes to me with a sad face. I asked them to stop, but they just wouldn't. How many guys banged you? I remember doing 5 guys in a row, but after that, the drug made everything a blur. But while they were doing me, I was constantly thinking about you, Minase. I was okay because I was pretending you were the only one doing me. Amari averts her eyes as she speaks. She doesn't have the resolute attitude like before, and she's acting rather cute. What's gonna happen to me? I'm scared. I feel like I'm gonna be separated from you, Minase. And Mari starts, or Emery starts talking humbly. I kind of feel sorry for Emery. I always liked you, Minase. But I never mentioned it since I thought it might ruin our relationship. I was just happy to be with you, but I can't take it anymore. I'm very worried. Hey, we're still gonna be together from now on, right? Always together, right? Emery keeps asking me desperately. Of course I don't have an answer. She's about to become Miss Katami's sacrifice. I'm somewhat moved by her words. This is the first time Emery has said something like this. But I can't betray Miss Katami now to save Emery. Besides, it's impossible to escape from Miss Katami's clutches. I push Emery away as if I'm trying to keep my mind from thinking the wrong thing. I stand up. Emery loses her balance and starts to cry. I can't do anything for her. No matter what I say, I'll end up hurting her feelings. Then I leave since I can't stand the situation. Miss Katami calls my name. Saiki and I are going down to the school to prepare for the ritual. Can you stay here and keep an eye on things? Sure. I'm counting on you. Then Miss Katami and Saiki leave the room. I just stay in the room with nothing to do. I'm so tired from last night, so I don't even feel like having sex. Then Miss Takashiro staggers up to me. What do you want? I look at Miss Takashiro as if I were looking at a dirty toilet bowl. Please make love to me. Everyone wants to do me in the ass, but not in the front. She's looking at me with vacant eyes. I can tell she's totally out of it. It's hard to believe that she was once a teacher. I don't care how strong or weak the drugs are. If you take them continuously like she has, you'll end up insane. Her body can't go on without the drugs. Ask someone else. Everyone else is sleeping. It's true that all other guys are exhausted and in no condition to do anything, but I don't feel like doing it right now. Please, I'll let you do whatever you like. Miss Takashiro shimmies her hips as she begs. Alright, I decided to go along with it. I'm getting tired of doing her, but it might be good exercise. Thank you. I push her down to the floor and stroke my cock to make it erect. Then I place my cock up against Miss Takashiro's crotch. Decent artwork there, huh? Hurry up and stick it in. She can't wait for it, so she lifts her hips to get my cock inside. Yeah, I'll stick it in your hole in no time. I push my cock against her opening and slowly thrust it inside her. Miss Takashiro takes in my cock and tightens up real hard. It feels like I have my dick stuck in a vise and she won't let go. I can't move if you tighten up like that. This is just fine. Immediately, I know something is wrong. I see that Miss Takashiro has a dangerous glow in her eyes. I look at her hand, and she is holding something very shiny. It is a small hypodermic needle. She tries to stab me with a needle, but I quickly smack her hand with my fist. The needle goes flying from her hand and drops onto the floor. I didn't know you still had that much energy left. She's pretty tough. I can't believe she's still sane after taking all those drugs. I grab the needle and take a look at it. There's a greenish liquid inside. It's a pretty dark color. I see, so this must be the undiluted solution. I don't know if she stole it from Miss Katami, but the drug inside is the original undiluted solution. If she stabbed me with this thing, I would have been dead. You've got some nerve to stab your student with this thing. I almost had you. Miss Takashiro bites her lip in fury. Her eyes look very lively, unlike before. So she was putting on an act until now. If you don't want to throw it away, I'll just use it on you. Then I take the hypodermic needle and approach Miss Takashiro. Stop it! If you stab me with that thing, I'll go insane. But you tried to stab me with it. I want you to feel what it's like. Stop it! I ignore what she's saying and stab her with the needle. I'll show you the way to Eden. Stab. Then I push the needle in and release the contents into her body. God, don't push it in. Miss Takashiro watches in utter amazement as the green liquid is emptied inside her. After I release all the contents, I pull out the needle and drop it on the floor. It's a pretty thick solution. I'm sure it feels good. The drug soon takes effect and Miss Takashiro's body starts to shake. It's great. So good. Due to the great pleasure caused by the drug, Miss Takashiro immediately looks ecstatic. I'm coming! She screams and reaches orgasm. After she comes, her body starts to convulse violently again. She says, I'm coming! It's amazing. But Miss Takashiro can't hear my voice. She is climaxing continuously, and you can tell she's totally out of it from her facial expression. The pupils of her eyes are dilated. She's also salivating from her mouth. I think she's totally gone. Now let's see if she'll get back to normal. And then I spot a small vial lying on the floor, so I pick it up. There was some undiluted solution left inside. I think about something as I look at the greenish liquid. If I use this, maybe I can deceive Miss Katami. If what Miss Takashiro said is true, Miss Katami will automatically perish if the ritual fails. Then I can rule these idiots. Yeah, I can have everything go my way if I want to. Even if I obey Miss Katami, I'm never going to be a number one over around here. The most I can do is work as a slave under Miss Katami. No, it would be Miss Katami inside Emery's body. But if I can get her out of the way, I think up a plan and smile. Miss Katami is trying to deceive the devil, but I'll show her a thing or two. Luckily, Miss Katami trusts me. She probably doesn't think I'll betray her at this point. Heh, I can't wait to see Miss Katami's face when she finds out. Hey, is she alright? Kirimoto seems worried as she looks at Miss Takashiro. Don't worry, she's still alive. She attacked me first, she deserved it. Then I avert my eyes from Miss Takashiro, who's still orgasming. I'm gonna take a break, I want you to keep a lookout. What the hell? You're supposed to be doing it. I tell Kirimoto to take over, and I go to the corner of the room to rest. After I take care of Miss Takashiro, there's nothing more to worry about. Now we just wait for time to pass and get ready for tomorrow's ritual. Uh-oh, hold on. Miss Katami and Psyche come back, and they begin preparing Emery for the final ritual. Emery is naked except for a chastity belt, and they lay her down on an altar decorated with velvet cloth. She has a cross hanging from her neck, and a shiny brass chalice is placed between her boobs. There's a whole gang of guys surrounding the altar, and they're stroking their cocks as they watch Emery's body. They become Miss Katami's puppets. I watch the unusual show from a corner of the room. Miss Takashiro is sitting on the floor laughing and looking utterly dejected. Her eyes are out of focus and she's staring into space. She can't possibly do anything against Miss Katami in this condition. Now fill up the chalice with your juices and make it dirty. It sounds like a sexual thing, but it's actually a ritual thing. Very, very common. Blood and semen. Then the guys start to shoot their cock juice into the chalice placed between Emery's boobs. After they finish releasing their juices, there's lots of thick white liquid inside the chalice. I'm feeling sick just looking at it. That's good. Miss Katami moves them aside and starts the ritual. Miss Katami draws a reverse crucifix across her chest.
至って幸いなる光よ。主を信ずる者の心に光り満ちたまえ。
Miskatonomi takes a round wafer from the small from a small silver container. It's a holy wafer used for mass. Instead of a cross, there's a reverse pentagram as a symbol of the devil. It represents the devil's body. Then she forces the holy bread into Imari's mouth. She cuts her wrist with a knife and pours the blood into the chalice. Miskatonomi mixes her blood with the juice in the chalice and brings the chalice up to her mouth. Smells good as she puts the chalice to her mouth and drinks the contents. She pours the contents down her throat. I felt sick watching her. I can't believe anyone would do such a thing. After drinking about halfway, she takes the chalice from her lips, then she pours the rest into Emery's mouth. The liquid goes down into Emery's mouth. Emery wakes up and starts to choke and cough. Oh, what a waste. Miskatonomi takes some liquid from Emery's mouth and licks it up hungrily. Ugh, so disgusting. Emery can't take the taste of the juice and tries hard to cough it up. I'm sure any girl would want to throw up after having that liquid poured down her throat. Miskatonomi ignores Emery and keeps on reciting her spells. Very ceremonial.
Amen.
This is a black mass, which is like a parody of the Last Supper. You betray God and praise the devil. It was very common during the Middle Ages. After Miskatonomi finishes reciting her spell, she looks at Emery and smiles. Your body has been purified. Now we just wait for the time of the ritual. It should be interesting, Emery. Emery is only thinking of getting that horrible taste and feeling out of her mouth and throat. Then the night comes, and we exchange partners and have sex until we fall asleep. Finally, tomorrow is the night of Walpurgis. There it is. Walpurgis night. Or Walpurgis not, as they say. Wake up. Wake up already, Minase. Shaking. And it's Psyche this time. Alright, so this is the end of it for now. We're on the last day. This is the day of Walpurgis. So this is where everything is going to happen. Let me go look at the walkthrough and see. Oh. Okay. Let's see. Maybe I can't do this yet? I don't know. Wow. I don't even know if I did this right. Wonder which ending I'm going for now. Oh! I was looking at the wrong walkthrough, guys. It's cool, though. I'm at the right spot. So, let's see here. Where's wrong? Okay. So, that's it. Okay, so the next day is just going to be a bunch of erotic scenes. So if you guys want to see a bunch of erotic scenes in the ending of the game, there you go. They've already done the ritual. I guess it was successful. Whatever. I don't know. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with the end of Bible Black. What's next? Well, you'll find out next week.